You are listening to episode 82 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. The next wearable tech, the Thunderbelt.
All right, what do you got next, Big Cat?
So there was another one that was actually very similar to this, though I will admit not quite as... Leap Motion announced that they have their first partner.
Second partner.
I'm sorry. It's their first built-in gesture-controlled computers.
That's right.
It is going to be with HP.
With one Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Maybe you have.
Yeah, maybe you have.
They also make PCs, in case you missed that. So their official release date is May 13th, which is coming up, actually.
Packing them in, and then they're going to build them in later, which kind of sucks. I feel like the HP should have came out immediately with the Leap Motion built in, because I think that technology is pretty interesting. I'm sure you guys have talked about it a couple times on this show with doing finger tracking. The little dongle that it has in front, I think is going to be hard for people to get used to and use. And so until it's built into the actual device.
Right.
Which is awesome that HP is the first partner that's doing that. So that's pretty neat. Because I think Asus is also selling
this. That...
Go ahead.
Yeah, because what I like about it is if HP does it, that means that there will eventually be millions of computers out there with them there, which means it'll actually be generally used. It won't just be this side peripheral that a few thousand people have. They do these niche little things. So, developers will be like, oh, this is actually kind of a big deal. There's enough of an install base where it makes sense to develop actual apps for this.
Right.
Which would be cool.
Yeah, and
I'd take one.
Are they the Leap Motion is out yet or not out yet?
No, it's May 13th.
Yeah, they must have got delayed because I thought they were coming out this last fall, but then they must have got delayed somehow. Yeah, if you go to their website, still under the pre-order. We'll start shipping on May 13th.
They did ship 12,000 test units earlier, but that was about it. Kind of like Google's doing their, oh, we released Glass, but not really. So it's okay.
Secret release.
Yeah.
Would you use Leap?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's novelty?
Well, I guess it depends on what it would be for. But I would love to be able to do some of that. I guess it depends on what it would be for. But I like the idea of it. But again, it's like, what's a great use case for that? Could you be surfing the web with it where you're like flicking your fingers? Oh, yeah. Go up the page, go down. I could see like if you were doing like a YouTube thing and you didn't want to, you're like, oh, I could just point. But again, I don't know. I would be sitting back. Maybe that's too far away. Maybe that's a bad example.
The hard part about input devices on the computer is it almost requires new development and user interaction and design because you can't even hardly conceive of how you would use it until people develop software for it and software that's not bolted in.
Right.
Because I do think doing the whole kind of almost like Minority Report manipulation of stuff, you could video editing, you could go expand this thing out and collapse this in, pick that frame up, move it over here, but you'd have to design the whole software to kind of work that way. And then the other thing that we were just talking about with the Kinect, they show some examples of people drawing, but again, I think it's drawing like this vertically and not impacting paper is weird. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
Totally.
You know, why would people... I don't know people that kind of... Let me...
Like, I mean, teachers do it on a whiteboard, so they might be good at it.
Well, but you're not... You're impacting the board then. This is, like, literally just drawing in the air. And I don't know... I don't know. Seems... But also, you don't really get that feedback loop that's really... That's what the leap thing gives you, is if you're drawing and you can see that very minute, very accurate feedback, then maybe it's all right? Because then it doesn't matter not impacting, but whereas other instantiations of this technology in the past were so gross movements, you know, that like you do this and you get this like huge blotch across the screen. Yeah, so...
Right.
I don't know, it's interesting. But I do think, you know, like...
Go ahead.
You're manipulating, like, 3D objects and, like, somebody that's, like, a 3D modeler, you know, that sort of thing, that they're working in 3D and they're like, let me rotate this and then I'm going to get back on my keyboard and then work and then I'm going to, you know, move this object around or spit, you know, like... If you're using it in concert with the keyboard and mouse, but using it to manipulate the object on the screen, I don't know. I think it's really going to have to... That's the exciting thing about HP building it into the device, like you said, is once you have a large enough installed base that has this thing, then people start designing software to use it. And then, then it becomes much more interesting.
Yeah, and I think the first obvious one you'll see is basically a replication of, you know, as if it were a touch screen. You know, like you'll be able to do a lot of that, like the Windows 8 flowing of the tiles and stuff. That will just work, and you'll see more things like that. You know, where I was thinking, like with, I like your movie editing example, right, where you could probably do with your touchscreen, go in and kind of pinch the zoom and things that you would normally do you would just put your fingers to the touchscreen, which does give you that feedback, but instead just do it in the air. But then there's that next level where you're like, okay, we're not stuck with just 2D movements anymore. We could actually do 3D rotating, grabbing, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I think that would be cool.
Right. When
it gets there. Someday.
Someday.
Huh. But yeah, I liked it. That was a good old leap of motion.
Yeah, I think it's cool that I was happy to see that HP was doing that. I think that's cool. So time will tell to see how well it was and how well HP implements it, right? If it's on like 2 or 3 boutique laptops, you know, then that's not as good as putting it on everything. So
I don't know. Maybe they'll start with that and just kind of see what the demand looks like, and then it'll probably cascade down.
I was kind of surprised that they didn't get bought by like Apple or Google or somebody.
Yeah, they must not want to be bought, then would be my guess.
Yeah.
I feel like someone probably did make, you know, ovations. Hey, how's that business over there?
Yeah. Because it got quite a bit of press just when they showed it off, just when they unveiled it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, true. Very true. I'm going to switch gears here for half a second to movies, okay? And I got a couple of them, I guess. First question, have you seen the new I, Steve movie yet?
No, but I want to. Have you?
I have, actually. I have.
To its completion? You watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole 80-minute thing.
Give me your review.
Yeah, so their whole thing was, which I liked, they were like, This may not be the best Steve Jobs movie, but it will be the first. And though I think the way that I would describe it is it's a cheeky fan movie made, or I should say it's a cheeky movie for fans made by fans. Okay. So in the sense that how close did they get to being accurate? Like zero. I think they got the names right. I think it was as close as they got in their accuracy. but then what they did was so the storyline was totally wrong. Because it starts off with he's got the hots for Melinda Gates, and so he's trying to impress her over time. okay, whatever, totally wrong. So the things like that. And Steve Wozniak is totally this person who everybody hates. They're just like, Wozniak, you're dumb. Get out of here. You're not cool. We don't want you to be around. And they just make fun of him the entire time. Oh, it's unbelievable. Which is kind of funny. It's just how blatantly wrong. They're not even trying to be right. But what they do is they reference a whole bunch of things within the wrong storyline. Like, for example, they're at this one. It's at a launch party of the Mac. And which is also his birthday party, which okay, it's not right, but that's okay. And Steve and Melinda Gates, or no, Bill and Melinda Gates are there, and he's talking about, oh wow, it's so great to see how awesome you are. And for his birthday, Melinda Gates gives him this black mock turtleneck shirt. She goes, oh, I thought you just looked good in it, and so I just wanted to give this to you as a birthday present. He was like, oh wow, thank you so much. And then you see him at the end where he's wearing it, but that was just kind of this that's why he wears that thing, those weird parts. So the guy who plays Steve Jobs is Justin Long, who was the dude who did all of the he was the Mac in the PC versus right. Mac commercials. And so they have this whole montage where they find this Justin Long character, who's someone else in the movie, to do the commercials, and then to do this whole thing where he's just he's yelling at him and he's making fun of him for being a horrible actor, and just getting after him, all right, that's pretty funny, just being goofy, and so just weird stuff like that.
Didn't they write it in 2 days and then film it in 5 days or something like that?
I think so. Oh. Yeah. And it comes off that way. There's really only 4 or 5 background type things. and that's it. Yeah. No, it's definitely low budget for sure. But yeah, no, it's funny. At one point in time, they insinuate that Steve Jobs is actually a robot and who thinks he's a human. Which is just kind of, cause he's telling a story and all of a sudden he breaks down and this scientist comes up and fixes some component and then puts it back into him. And you hear the Apple startup thing and he pops back up, back into a sentence and just kind of keeps going. It's no explanation there. Just kind of, all right, let it go. Which is funny. They talk about too, he goes to India, which actually, he's in India, yeah. And he's searching enlightenment, and so he finds this person. And he's like, "Hey, I have heard that you are the guru of the gurus, and that you can give enlightenment." And he's like, "Oh well, tell me about yourself." And he's like, "Well, I'm kind of interested in computers," which hadn't been invented at the time. But he's describing these computers, "Oh yeah, where you do these calculations and stuff like that." And the dude's like, "I don't understand anything you just said." He goes, "If you could figure out a way to make this more simpler, so I could understand it, maybe that would be cool." He's like, "Yeah, okay, sure. I'll think about it, I guess." And so he goes on. and he says a couple other things, "You just need to learn to relax so that you can think differently about things and about life, and that's what you need to do." And so, they come off as every idea that he had came from somebody else, but then he just takes it as his own. you know, just kind of runs with it, which, yeah, it was funny. Just like, just a goofy.
So it was
I'm glad it wasn't like 2 hours,
because
then I really would have felt like it. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm glad it wasn't 2 hours, because then I really would have felt like I wasted my time. You know, but for 80 minutes, sure, you know, why not? Especially if you read the Steve Jobs biography, you get all the little minor references.
So I think it's interesting that Funny or Die is doing those like almost like full length movie. I wonder if they'll keep doing this, or because most of them are really short YouTube like clips, mm-hmm. you know, that they do, and they decide because they made a big deal out of them making a full movie about Steve Jobs, even though that sounds like it's a. They didn't spend a lot of time on the historical information. Or purposely avoided it.
I would agree with that. Yeah, it was weird. But I don't know. I don't know how they're planning on making money on it either. I guess they have ads on their site. Is that, or they're just like that you like
I
that
think
one
so.
So you go visit other videos?
I think it's all ad revenue.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. But yeah, it's funny. They're just like, yeah, really. Yeah, it's like this photo here that they have. It's a picture of Steve Jobs having an apple, and then Steve Wozniak holding an apple. And they're both like, they're holding an apple, yeah, just kind of giving them the smile. But in the movie, they're actually doing that pose together. And they're there with the photographer, and she's taking it, and she's like, this just isn't... There's something that's not working about this. Let me think. He goes, Wozniak, can you scoot over just a little bit? And so he scoots over. She goes, yeah, that's better. Can you scoot over a little bit more now? It's like, yeah, I guess. He goes, okay, great. Now, just take like 4 or 5 really big steps over to the side. And he goes, yeah, I'm. You think I'll still be in the picture? She goes, no, I don't think you will, and I think it'll be better that way. He's like, oh. Oh, okay. He's like, I'll just sit down over here. She's like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I think we're done with you. He's like, well, why did I put on this nice suit? She goes, I don't know. And so he's sitting there like on this chair, and then so he starts eating his apple because you know he's like not doing anything, and that's where Steve Jobs is like, he goes, hey Waz, can you just like go wait in the car? You're really messing with the aura in the room right now. This isn't working for me. And so it leaves like, yeah, that's much better. Yeah, all right, here we go. Let's take a photo. And you're just like, so there's the entire time they're just bashing on him over and over. It's pretty funny, but that's okay. You know,
I'll have to check it out. I've been meaning to check it out, but I hadn't dove in yet.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Funny or Die, right? That's what you would expect for them to just create a totally goofy, over the top, it's completely wrong movie of it. And I think in some ways too, they're making fun of the Sorkin video that's coming out, and of the Ashton Kutcher one. You know, it's just more of they're gonna try to do these biography movies of just a section. Like, no, we're going to make fun of you for attempting to do it, but yeah, it's funny. It's pretty goofy.
I'll have to check it out. I've been meaning to.